And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Lane Miller with Price City Council. How are you?
Fine. I'm dry right now.
You're dry?
Yeah.
Just for a moment, yeah, it looks like right. Outside. We'll see how long it lasts. Darn it. I'm ready for sun. I don't know about you. I'm ready.
Yes, I'm more than ready.
And we need good weather because we're here to talk about Culture Connection that's coming up. Some fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want snow on Culture Connection.
No, we want beautiful weather, beautiful skies, nice and warm, and so we can enjoy some good music. So tell us a little bit about it because it's starting. It's kicking off. This is the big to-do.
I know. It's like 2 weeks away, a little more than 2 weeks.
Right.
Actually, June 13th is when we're going to start. And we're going to have what I think will probably be the biggest opening of Culture Connection ever. We're going to do some really fun things. The number one thing we're going to do is we're going to honor the history and heritage of Culture Connection. We're going to talk about when Culture Connection started, who got it to this point. And the two big people that we want to talk about are Neil Breinholt and Kathy Hannah Smith. They were in charge of Culture Connection for years and years and years. And they got it to this point. And so we're going to honor those two. And we're also going to bring back some folks who sang with Culture Connection over the years. So
it's going to be like a variety of people.
It is.
Oh,
everybody
nice.
Who, I shouldn't say everybody, most people that we can find who are involved with Culture Connection. Neil Breinholt's going to sing. Jeff Keel is going to come sing. Then we're going to have Jennifer Lopez, Christy Woodhouse, and all those folks that we have heard from over the years, and they'll do, and they're going to be accompanied by This Is Your Band, one of the biggest, most popular bands that has performed here over the years. So
they're going to perform with them?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the band will play. Everybody will sing. We're going to have some duets. I probably shouldn't give this away, but I think Neil and Jeff are going to do a duet. It's just going to be a fun thing.
So this is definitely something that folks don't want to miss. They want to make sure they're there this night.
Yes, and that's not all. We're also going to have a classic car show. At the same time, we're going to block off First East. We're going to block off Main Street. We're going to have classic cars. We're going to have Price City's own cornhole boards. We're going to have cornhole tournaments for the kids. We're going to do chalk art. It's going to be one of those things that we're going to be talking about forever.
Sounds like an evening you definitely don't want to miss, that's
yep.
for sure. Tell us what time everything kicks off at.
We want the classic cars there at 4, but everything starts at 7. We're going to have some food trucks. The music will start at 7. We're going to have some awards and some speeches and probably shed a few tears. And and then the music will start right after the tears stop flowing.
Right. And then everyone will start dancing.
That's right. Yeah, well, it could be one of those dance nights.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got an amazing lineup. All these people that are planning to come, all these local artists, and everyone knows them, and they know they sing well and can perform and put on a good show.
We know exactly how they're going to sound. We just don't know what order they're going to be, but they're all going to be good.
So is there a little story on how Culture Connection started? I mean, did they just thought, let's just try this?
It started, and I don't know how many years ago, Jennifer Lopez showed me a photo of her performing back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
It was started by a couple local folks. They thought, hey, let's just get some people together and sing. And it built and built and finally got to the point where Price City said, well, you let us take over. And I think that's about when Kathy Hannah Smith and Neil got involved. Neil arranged everything. He arranged the groups. He had the equipment. And then a couple of years ago, he and I were having lunch, and he said, what's it like to be retired? And I bragged and made it sound too good, I think.
Oh, and he was like, well, I'm right behind you.
About halfway through, he said, Lane, I took your advice. I'm going to retire. And I said, what? Who's going to do your job? So anyway, I kind of fell into it. I have appreciated what he's done over the years. He made it look so easy, and it's not.
So you've been doing a lot of hard work getting this put together. And I like that they've had it even through the winter months.
I like that we carried it on through that and gave us something to do. It's turned into a real event. There are evenings when we fill the Peace Garden. And somebody said, well, what are you going to do if it gets too big? And I said, we'll close First East. We'll close Main Street. We're not going to get rid of Culture Connection.
Oh, heavens no.
We'll just expand onto the streets.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're like, I have that control. I can block off streets.
No problem. I got this.
I know someone that would let me block off those streets.
That's right.
Well, again, give us one big, huge invite. Let people know when this is and what to expect and come on out.
Okay. June 13th. It's the second Thursday in June, going to start at 7 o'clock. If you have an old rusty car or a really nice car, give me a call and we'll put you in.
Yeah, you're definitely looking for some cars still.
Yes.
And definitely want to be bringing in the lawn chairs, blankets. Prepare for a night of fun, entertainment, and lots of great music and lots of cars.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I thank you for taking time to come in and speak with us about this. It's going to be a good show. So, folks, you don't want to miss it again. That's June 13th, 7 o'clock at the Price City Peace Gardens. You don't want to miss it. Lots of performers, lots of local performers. Of course, the food. Just come and hang out with all your neighbors.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
It's a place to be on Thursday evenings all summer.
All summer long. You heard it right here. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.